So we want to know, if someone were to date you, let's pretend you're single, what would they say is your red flag? Let's go to Amber. Amber, what would you say is your personal red flag for you?
When they start accusing you of cheating for no reason, like my ex, I was best friends with a lot of guys before I got with him.
Ooh, red flag.
Nothing
red
ever
flag.
Happened.
Red flag.
Yeah, and he kept accusing me of cheating with, or I was thinking I would cheat with them, but it turns out he was cheating on me the whole time.
So. Oh.
Yeah. Usually people tell on themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're projecting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, Squid, you would say that's a red flag, right?
What
a
is
woman
a
that bunch has of guys. Tons of guy friends?
Yeah, if you're super close with them. I mean,
if they're single?
Yeah, because... At best case scenario, you don't realize that they all want to hook up with you. Right, best case.
Exactly.
Yes, they best all case do. Scenario, but they all do regardless.
They all do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't care mm-hmm. if they're 25, 35, 45.
Yeah, if you don't want to hook up with them, that should be the thing.
Exactly. This is the thing that the guys do not understand is that when we put you men in the friend zone, you're not coming out.
Right.
So in our minds, we have put you there. And so you're safe.
We're yes, not, but we, ultimately, but, all the guys want to hook up with
but
you.
But that's not going to happen. So in our minds...
That's the intention.
But this, you're coming from a very... Jared and I have had this argument a million times
right.
over, is that when a woman puts you into the friend zone, you are no longer on the market for us. So we can establish a friendship with you because in our minds, it's not going
you can,
anywhere.
But he can't. Right? He is still but, in his mind.
But you guys
are
so
with-
quickly are like, oh, red flag. No, in her world... There is no possibility of hooking up.
Katie, if you're single and then you're like in constant contact with a lot of single guys, oh, they're just my friends.
They're single. They're not attached to another woman.
No, but you're like, right.
Right. So that's, to me, okay. To me,
while
that's
you're dating
okay.
somebody else?
No. If we're all single. I just said if we're single.
No, I'm saying if like somebody started dating you, but then you're like, yeah, oh, that was Trevor, my guy friend. Oh, that was Sam, my guy friend. This is so-and-so, my guy friend.
I think eventually what's going to happen is once there's trouble in paradise with the
yes.
girls, say the person, mm-hmm. girl gets a new boyfriend, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden there's a trouble in paradise, one of those guy friends are going to be there for her when
yep.
she's vulnerable. Trust me,
yeah.
I've tried it and
quote
I've
unquote,
done it many a time and it works.
Yeah.
It is not our fault that you guys are slime balls. Yeah. And
no,
you have ulterior
why
motives.
Yeah. Slime ball? Well, I do think, and also do we know that the girls put everyone in the friend zone?
It's just, I can tell you from
but
personal
they weren't single.
Who was
they
it?
Were all in relationships.
Still.
Bigger red flag.
Yeah, then y'all both have something to hide. Y'all both have something to hide.
Amber, I understand you.
But
I do.
But I think having any... Sorry, Squid, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like an analogy I like use sometimes. It's like, if you're in a relationship with a girl, and obviously, like, y'all have your home, and it's just y'all, you can peacefully walk in and out of your home, the front door. But when she has a bunch of guy friends, there's just a pack of dogs sitting
yes.
and waiting.
Yes.
Waiting for the second they can pounce in
yep.
and jump.
Yes.
And then, like, you
yep.
always have that pressure on
100%.
You. And if you love me, and you even know, you swear up and down they're just your friends, and you're being truthful about that. If you love me, you should know that you could easily make all those dogs go away. You
yeah.
can yell at
Why
them
do
and tell
you need
them
the
to
dogs?
Shoot, and they can go away. And
shoot!
You, yeah, you shoot. Don't bother me.
Again.
But you don't. But you don't. You keep throwing them bones outside.
Not
but,
oh, our. How is she throwing him a bone?
Because
how is she
because
throwing
she's,
them a bone?
She's keeping them a friendship, and they're
keeping them all like a little.
You're in the friend zone,
Katie. I just
I've broken out many friend zones. I've broken out of friend zone.
There's friend zones to be broken. Now, maybe not for you, Katie. I know the people that you put in a friend zone, and they would never.
You
want to
talk about a hill that we're going to die on? This is one of them.
Okay,
is that it? Is not again not our fault as women that you guys have ulterior motives.
No,
the pack of dogs sitting outside is not my problem.
We didn't say it.
Why do we have ulterior motives?
Because
oh, you mean the dogs?
Said.
There are guys out there that respect when people are in relationships, but there are many who don't. But there's just I just read a new study. 70% of women currently that are in relationships have a backup plan. A guy they'll go to that
you
get dumped.
You can take the study and shove it. Because
why?
I am just talking about real life scenarios
those
here.
Are people that
is a
that's a fact.
You always come at me with these studies like I care. I don't care about
when
the study. What I'm telling you.
For you care.
I don't. I don't. What I'm saying
is there,
it's not gospel. And who are these people who take these studies anyway?
So we
what
can't
I'm
ever say
is,
anything about
no,
any study.
But what I'm saying is what you're saying, just because you have a study doesn't mean that every woman operates that way.
No, they don't. 30% don't.
They don't, Jerry.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
30.
What if there's a study that said 90% of guys put in the friend zone will stay in the friend zone. You wouldn't cite that as a study?
And
I would hope you would.
I'm not saying that every woman who has guys in the friend zone, that something's not going to happen. But I can tell you a majority of them have no sexual interest in you. And then we think we're going to have a friendship. Immediately, you label her a red flag. That is unfair.
No, a red flag, we didn't say that. We said
you
a red flag.
Most
if you have,
certainly
no,
did,
Katie,
too.
We did not say if you have one friend. We said multiple guy friends. If all your friends are guys... and they're single, and you're in a relationship with somebody else, that's a red flag.
Okay. Well,
if the majority of your friends are guys...
Do you know a lot of women who are like that? Or there's a majority of them are guys?
How many women say this? I don't get along with other women. I like guys better.
That's a red flag right there.
Yeah, but that's also part of it.
That in and of itself is a red flag.
I mean, I kind of get it, but I mean, it's like, I'm kidding. No. Is any guy disagree with what the guys think?
No, I think some guys think that, but it's not a red flag for me.
Hannah had a bunch of single guy friends when you met, and they're all and she was talking to them, that wouldn't be a red flag.
No, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't bother me.
She still
knew what I brought to the table.
She all still right. does, right, Matt?
No.
There we go. Daddy Matt.
Okay, that's different, though, because she got rid of the guys then.
So she's after a few years, but if it's a red flag and I see it at the jump, then I wouldn't have pursued a relationship.
Yeah, I think
so. Then it wasn't a red flag to me. Over time, they just grew apart. I mean, you grow apart with your friends all the time over the years. Mm-hmm. So they just grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't bother me.
Well, that's also your red flag, Matt, is things don't bother you.
I mean, some things do, but like, clearly, if I would have let it bother me, then I would have missed out on the love of my life and I wouldn't have Wyatt. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Why does Matt look like the hero out of all of this?
Well, I'm not trying. That's just my personal take on it. That's what I was asked.
I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
And I believe
you. But I don't think you do believe him.
I totally believe Matt. We talk all the time. We want him to show more emotion. He's not geared towards like getting upset about a lot of things.
Don't think you believe him at all.
I do believe him. I think it's on brand for Matt to not worry about a lot of things, which he probably lived longer than all of us.
I mean, there was one friend who Hannah had who was a guy who sang at our wedding. And they were friends long before we were together. Now,
they ever hook up?
No.
And I had guy friends at my wedding that I never one time hooked up with.
But they wanted to.
I don't care.
Yeah, because okay,
but they were my friends.
Would you not say when you were single, you're like, no, this guy, at the time, you were saying, this guy is just, he has no interest in me. I'm like, he bought you concert tickets. He's writing all this stuff. And then later, they confess their love to you.
Well, I think that I maybe realized it, but for me.
In the moment, they were
my friends.
Oh, do I
so
believe
much
that women?
So I invited them to my wedding.
Do I believe women feel that way? Yes. Mm-hmm. And when they friend zone, yes. I would just not. I would think it's more of a red flag than not if you have a ton of single guy friends.
I don't think it's fair that they get labeled that way.
And you're talking to them all the time.
I feel like it's like kind of like low key two separate arguments about the friend zone and red flag.
It could be.
The guy friends and red flags. Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Oh, go ahead.
I was saying, because I do agree with you, Katie. Most women don't feel any type of way towards their guy friends.
Yes, I agree with her. I don't
disagree. So I'm like, it's not a red flag to have guy friends, but in a guy's world.
If it's too many.
Yeah, that's just the only thing that your friends are wanting to do. Your friends aren't there for the innocent relationship that you think they have, with them.
So then it's not two separate arguments, because you just said it was a red flag to you.
No, he can understand that. He believes you.
I get it.
Right. But I'm saying, like, if you're in constant contact with single guys while you're dating somebody else, I think it's a red flag. Like, why do you have to keep talking to a single guy?
Because she doesn't view him that way.
Yeah. But then we know as guys, you let one opening and it's trouble.